T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the showbiz nonsense, and we will start with Cardi B. She put out this blast yesterday. Aggressive people trying to get photos of her baby. She's just not having it. She went to Insta Live yesterday. Here's what she had to say.
She's mad beautiful. Like, I really want to show y'all how beautiful she is. But then again, it's just like, there's a lot of people. Like, there's a lot of psychotic fans, and there's a lot of psychotic people that don't like me. So I really want to protect my baby identity until I'm mentally ready, because I know one day I'm gonna have to show her. But it's like, let me do it when I want to do it.
And then she went on to talk about the pressures of social media and the blog culture, and it's causing, and this is true with in the case of a lot of celebrities, they're just dropping it because she says they're ready to implode.
This is why a lot of celebrities are going crazy. This is why a lot of celebrities are going through depression, a lot of celebrities are starting to do drugs. They dying now because they're doing drugs. You want to know why? Because social media, not even social media, the blogs, they drive people crazy.
Yeah, you know, I think every generation deals with their own certain vices, right?
Right.
I mean, social media necessarily wasn't around back in the day, but yeah. It doesn't mean that those celebrities weren't dealing with the same pressures. It was just different kinds of pressure.
Absolutely.
Pressure nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, and we weren't trolled. I mean, you know, it just wasn't there. It wasn't possible. So I feel her. I hear her, what she's saying. By the way, make sure you get your tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash at the Allstate coming up on December 8th. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Cardi B, one of the artists, along with Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, Why Don't We, and Mike Posner, along with Lauv. Okay. So moving right along here, it looks like Orange is the New Black, which is one of Netflix's first success stories, is coming to an end. They made the announcement yesterday.
Hey, y'all. We got some news.
The final season is coming.
The final season of Orange.
The last season.
Season 7. It is the end.
And I'm going to miss playing and living on the edge of one of the most groundbreaking, original, and controversial series.
Did you watch Orange is the New Black when it came out?
I did. I watched the first season. The show has been great. They've been nominated for 19 Emmys. They won 4. It's also been nominated for 6 Golden Globes. They didn't win any of those yet. There's no release date for the final season yet, but it'll probably be sometime June or July of next year.
Yeah, definitely one of those series where I felt like I watched it in the beginning, like you.
Right.
But then it kind of just like waned off at the end.
And yeah, I was right. You're losing me in the storyline here, right?
Yeah.
Let's get to, now, you know more about this than me. Pusha T reveals how he learned about Drake's secret son.
Yeah, the thing is with this is that initially, they were saying a lot of speculation that Kanye West was the one that told Drake. And even in that whole conversation that he had with LeBron James over the weekend, he was kind of upset at the fact, like, how are you going to record a song with me? And I helped you write this. And, you know, then you're going to go ahead and tell these lies. But then Pusha T was on Joe Budden's show yesterday.
Right.
And this is how he said he found out about Drake's baby.
The information came from 40. It didn't come from Kanye at all. 40 is sleeping with a woman who begins to, you know, he talks to her daily, 5-6 hours a day.
Provides opportunity
for her.
He's a great guy.
And you know, ultimately speaks about how he's disgruntled about certain things, notoriety and things involving Drake and his career, so on and so forth.
To this young lady.
Yes. Okay. With that also came the fact that Drake has a child. With that also came the trip that everybody took to go see the child and bring him gifts and all of this information.
It's the worst, Drex. It's like, for example, if you found that somebody was talking trash about you and you knew for a fact it was like the guy up the dial.
Right.
Right? And you're like, no, it's the guy up the dial. He knows about me. He's the one that said it.
Yep.
And then the guy ends up finding out, like, it's Nina. You know, and you're like,
mind-boggling.
Oh, somebody close to me.
Yeah, yes.
Of course. Yeah. Someone that's close to you, it's in your circle. And the guy 40 is like literally been there side by side with Drake during his rise to fame. So I'm sure he probably was real tight at the fact that he found that out.
Yeah, now what?
Ugh.
Ugly, right?
Ugh.
Ugly, ugly, ugly.
Very.
Halloween is opening Friday. It's going to be massive. Just huge. I don't know about you, but I'm not
into not a big Halloween guy. Not doing the dress-up thing, unless I get pressured into doing it.
Well, and no slasher movies for me.
No, no, absolutely not. Won't be watching this one.
Anyway, Jamie Lee Curtis is loving all of this. Of course, I mean, man, she's just banking on this big time. But it's going to be massive. And Jamie Lee Curtis is not here to play the victim and loves breaking the mold.
I think our job is to break molds and stereotypes. That's why we're here. I'm not here to replicate some other person's version of what I do. I'm here to manifest my destiny in my own voice.
Okay. I understand what she's saying, but I've heard her talk about this many times on different shows, and she's pushing the Me Too element into sure. this movie. How do you do that in a slasher film?
I was just about to say, you know, hearing that clip, you would never know she was talking about Halloween.
Right, right.
And that guy, Michael Myers. I mean, but you know what, though? I mean, obviously the topic is serious, and I'm glad that she's using that platform to kind of discuss, you know, what she's passionate about. But yeah, I would love to see the tie-in, because they did say there is a tie-in, right?
Right, right.
There's like
it's Get Even.
Yeah. Oh, it's Get Even.
It's Get
okay.
Even.
Okay.
That's
okay.
what it is. Yesterday on Ellen, since Maya Rudolph is allergic to cats, her 5-year-old asked if they can get one after she dies.
My children are very mad at me about it because they really want a cat. We have dogs.
Yeah.
But my kids want a cat. And then my 5-year-old recently begged me for a cat. And I said, I'm sorry, honey, we can't have a cat because mommy's allergic. And she said, mommy, when you die, can we get a cat?
That's hilarious. Did you have pets growing up as a kid?
Always.
Yeah?
Always. Cats, dogs, turtles, ponies. Got kicked in the head by the pony. Pony went away.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you name it. Rabbits.
That sounds about right. I feel like I would be too afraid to have like the smaller ones like that. Hamsters.
Oh, yeah.
What was your favorite out of all the pets that you had?
Oh, absolutely. I had like 3 Great Danes.
So that's your favorite, hands down?
Easily. Well, and Abolicious, the Basset.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I thought so. I had 2 Bassets and 3 Great Danes. But the problem with the Great Danes is they don't live very long. They die like after 6 or 7 years. And they're such big babies.
It's because they're big, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
It is sad.
Hopefully, Maya's kids can get some pets of some other sort if they can't get that cat, right?
Well, you get an Abolicious So Delicious Basset. Abolicious So Delicious Basset Hound. All right. We're going to go back to Cardi B for a second. Because there were parts that I could not air, and this is why we do the extended version, because it's uncensored, and we're going to get to the thrusting condoms in a second, along with ASAP Rocky's orgies. Stand by. But back to Cardi B. Giving birth to her daughter broke her vagina.
Was childbirth easier or harder than you imagined it would be?
It was totally harder. She broke my vagina.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I mean,
why I love Cardi.
I think that's one, you know, we do love the fact that she's like brutally honest and upfront with her things. But man, that's something that guys like we just don't think about. Like, I don't think, at least not until this very moment, do you think about that actually like breaking like
right.
a leg or a femur or something like that? Like, oh no. Ugh.
Well, what did she say last week? She said she just trashed it.
Yeah. She killed my vagina.
She killed my vagina. I don't know. Cardi had a whole crowd of people in the delivery room, including her publicist.
Who was in the delivery room with you?
Oh, it was like a lot of people. It was my sister. It was my publicist. It was my baby father, my mom, my dad, my mother-in-law.
Well, listen, she is Latina. And it is like almost like a rite of passage. Like when you're giving birth, know that every single family member probably is going to be outside anyway, if not in the actual delivery room. So Yikes. It doesn't surprise me.
Well, Offset was warned that she might pass on her feisty attitude to the baby. Well, good luck with that, dude. And she did.
My husband used to tell me, like, stop screaming and stop catching that attitude when you're pregnant because you're going to pass that to the baby. And it's like, I did.
Yeah.
We talked about this earlier, and then obviously she's complaining about the paparazzi.
I don't want to show my baby out to the public right now.
Right.
I don't want to protect her. I'm not like mentally ready.
I see.
So it's just like paparazzi be everywhere, even if.
This is a little out there. Cardi is afraid that if she talks politics, the government might take her out.
Yeah, but you know, if I make certain points, I'd be feeling like the government's going to say, like, You know, this girl is up to something. We might have to get rid of her.
Listen, I think we all fear the Illuminati or whatever that might look like. And we also know that the government, you know, if they really wanted to, they could, like, get our information, find out what you're doing, kind of change numbers. We've seen the movies.
We've seen
the movies.
Well, but, you know, there's nothing to hide with Cardi B. I mean, it's all out there.
Yeah, I get you.
I don't know, you know, if she ever gets into politics, this is what she wants to do.
It's like it's something that you have to be extremely responsible for.
I see.
So many things that I want to do, like... rats, raccoons, want to get rid of them.
Oh, you want to get rid of the rats and raccoons?
Yes.
Are there a lot of raccoons around?
It's like, I don't know where they came from. They're everywhere. And you know what? Something about the rats, like, they're scared of you. Uh-huh. But the raccoons, they're not scared of
you.
No,
yeah, they're not.
They just look at you like, why are you in my backyard? Garbage.
Now, since she's talking about politics, do you think she was creating a metaphor? You know, like rats are Republicans and raccoons are the Democrats.
I don't know what that is.
Let's hope
no,
not.
With her, I think she literally means raccoons and rats.
Okay. Would you vote for Cardi?
I don't know. Cardi.
I mean, yeah. She's going to tell you like it is.
Yeah, well, you know, if we all get a bottle of Bacardi with the vote, you know, I can be
convinced. Make for a good time, for sure.
Speaking of substance, boy, this is something. So Gary Busey, yeah, that guy from The Apprentice, he was on Dr. Phil's show. And, you know, Gary's been through hell and back to the day when he had that horrible motorcycle accident. And then he had a horrible drug addiction. And he talks here with Dr. Phil about snorting blow.
You actually snorted cocaine off your dog?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get
what an addict does.
So tell me about that.
Okay, I came in the house, took off my little windbreaker, flipped it out, and two bindles of cocaine, like in a wrapper, came out of my coat and hit the floor. My dog, Chili, started rolling. The bindles of the cocaine got all over her. So what do? Well, you're an addict. You go snort the dog.
That is, I can't imagine being at that place.
Addiction.
I mean, you know what? Listen, I won't front. I mean, there has been times where, like, I've seen my cousins, you know, if you drop some weed on the floor, you might be like picking it up off the carpet doing that.
Come on. Look, I've seen this. It spills onto the carpet. Up comes the carpet. Yeah.
No matter where it's at. Huh?
I know.
Well, because it's expensive, right? I mean, I'm not familiar with that particular drug.
Oh, No. Man, I remember I walked into a hotel room once and there was a square of carpet cut out in the middle.
And you
I
knew exactly
down.
What time it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, and I walked downstairs. I said, what is the deal? And he said, well, if you really want to know.
Yeah. It's funny because Gary Busey's that guy that you kind of like know he's on drugs, right? You kind of see him and his mannerisms.
No, he's clean now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying but he never really talked about it or you never really heard about it like that. So to hear him talk about like the low of lows, like you're like, wow, man, I'm really glad you were able to get out of that, you know, that space.
Yes, well, if you're snorting blow off your dog. You're in a bad place. All right, ASAP Rocky was in a good place. He had his first orgy at 13. Why is he telling the world this?
13?
At 13. I don't know. I don't quite understand that, but he said it was in his apartment building. They took the elevator to the roof and everybody, you know, put their coats on the ground. And there were like 5 girls and 10 dudes and they just all took turns. And hopefully you didn't have a little penis because they're going to tease you. You know, he says, I wasn't the biggest guy, but come on, cut me some slack. I was in the
7th grade.
Yeah. You know, now he's luckily he got over that. He's now gigantic, $100,000 and he's still orgying. To this day.
That's aggressive. You know, I think in elementary school, you're more worried about a class trip to maybe, let's say, like Springfield, Illinois, you know, go check out Starve Rock, not necessarily having like your first orgy at 13. Are you serious? What is he doing?
I don't know. Active, I suppose. But I think the funny thing is he says he's still doing it. So,
well, I mean, you're
rock on, dude.
You can now. Yeah. You're a rock star.
I teased this, so here it is. I've never heard of the unit of measurement before, but now I don't know. This is all I can think about. Scientists who were backed by the Bill Gates and the Melinda Gates Foundation have invented a new self-lubricating condom, and they promise it will work for, quote, 1,000 thrust.
Well, at least we know where all our dollars are going. This is good. Okay. Yes. Tell me more about this.
Okay. So, and that's way better than the condoms we've got right now, which only stay slippery for about 600 thrusts. Didn't know that.
Didn't know that.
But of course, I think this begs the question, how much thrusting do you actually do when you're getting it on?
Oh, this is going to be great. I can't wait.
I mean, maybe we should ask ASAP Rocky. He might be able to tell us. And we've got the answer. Men thrust between 19 and 100 times a minute during sex. The average session lasts 5.5 minutes. So that's basically somewhere between 100 and 500 thrusts on average. So in other words, 1,000 is overkill. Most of the time, but those times when you're really in, you know, going for the big game, like ASAP Rocky, well, then you've got something to
hold
rely
on. Hold on,
and you've got the ability, you've got extra thrusting.
Can we talk about the fact that the average is 5.5 minutes? Oh, poor ladies. Poor ladies that
and
have to deal with that.
Thrusting 100 times? What?
Little jackrabbits out there,
I mean,
guys.
This is like Cardi B. That no wonder her vagina's broken.
Yeah, it started a long time ago.
It wasn't the baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Poor ladies.
These self-lubricating condoms could go on sale as soon as next year.
Well, I know what I want for Christmas.
Now you know. All right, everybody. Well, this is the Drextended version of Weird Holly, and you could find it. It lives here daily, Monday through Friday, right here at B96.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.